New at the movies this holiday weekend, Red Dawn. This is a remake of the 1980s hit. This time, instead of Soviet invaders, this ragtag band of teenagers battles North Koreans.
For them, this is just some place. For us, this is our home.
Christian Toto, assistant editor at Big Hollywood, says the new Red Dawn had to be revamped for business reasons.
The enemy here is a bit different, and actually is very different, because originally the film was going to have a Chinese invading force, but apparently the Chinese market for films is so robust that the powers that be said, well, it may be not a great idea that we insult one of our biggest possible demographics. So now it's North Koreans who are invading America. And of course, that's the basic premise here. You can kind of strip away the Cold War and all sort of the political sideshows. It really is a story about America being invaded by an occupying force and a bunch of high school kids who play in a football team nicknamed the Wolverines fighting back. Of course, the original film was not a classic by any stretch. I'm not talking about great acting or Oscar-worthy material, but it kind of struck a nerve. It had some good young actors in it, including Patrick Swayze, so people really recall it fondly. And I think this film, in a way, does it justice because it kind of replicates the formula. Yes, the kids are scrappy. Yes, they're fighting for America and trying to beat back the occupying force. And yes, it's kind of silly at times, and the characters aren't exactly three-dimensional. So I think there's sort of a nice comparison there. We've got Chris Hemsworth, who we know now as Thor. He plays the main figure trying to rally the young troops against the North Koreans. And of course, if you think about it too much, North Koreans invading the United States, they try to explain it away with some technological answers, but it's kind of silly all the same. So you're really going for the action, which is pretty good. The rah-rah emotional spirit, a little bit of patriotism mixed in as well. A youthful cast that's fun to look at. So it's not remaking a classic, so we don't have to set the bar too high. But I think for what it tries to do, it mostly succeeds.
Let's turn to Life of Pi, Christian. It's partly about a man who survives a disaster at sea. I have heard and read concerns. This isn't a simple story to tell, and it doesn't lend itself to the big screen. Do you agree, or did you like this?
Well, I did like it. I did not read the source material. It's supposed to be a very complicated story to bring to the big screen, but I think you have two factors working in its favor. One is the technological advances in movie making with computer-generated effects, and also the man behind the camera is Ang Lee, who gave us Brokeback Mountain and some other very good films. So I think it's sort of a right place, right time, right director. It is a story about a young Indian man who is left adrift at sea after a shipwreck, and he's on a rowboat with several animals. It's sort of too complicated to tell you why the animals are on board, but one of them is a Bengal tiger, and our hero must survive being on this very small craft with the tiger. It's a fascinating story. It's beautifully told. This is in 3D, and I'm typically pretty grumpy about the 3D effects, but I must say this is very impressive. So even if you're a bit on the fence or sort of sour about the whole 3D process and those silly glasses, this is one of the better achievements in 3D. I don't know if it's as good as Avatar, but it's the kind of film where you go, hey, I understand why they made it in 3D. I enjoyed it, and it's sort of worth the extra, the extra buck or two on your ticket stub. The film is not just about the visuals and not about this sort of fantastical story. There are sort of spiritual overtones here. It's a metaphor at times. I think people can watch this movie, enjoy the spectacle, and then afterwards talk about it a lot and see what did it mean? What was it trying to say? What were sort of the different aspects of the last 10, 20 minutes of the film? And I think that's what makes it better than your typical visual splendor. It's got some meat to it, and I think it's something that people will be talking about for quite some time.
Christian Toto of Big Hollywood, he was on Skype. Christian says Red Dawn is brainless, but the action is good. And Life of Pi will leave you thinking and chatting about the meaning of the film. 555.